Yeah, you can do something like that and add some glycol to the system, and you're good to go. Whether it's, you know, winter time and it's not pumping, you got a failure, or glycol, propylene glycol, or they got a few different types. But glycol is also really tough on seals. So you got to get the expensive seal kits, swap them out. Because the regular carbon seals are just, you know, they're good for water and, you know, maybe some particulate, you know, but not a whole lot.
Oh, yeah, I get that. Absolutely. But, yeah, I need to get with somebody that's decent, better than me at engineering because, I mean, I can, man, it just takes me so long to move them numbers around. And my head wants to explode. And after about 4 or 5 p.m., my brain's getting hardened because I'm getting older, so it's almost impossible. But I was interested in that stuff a lot more when I was younger. But I would look at doing a heat storage and then maybe a loop for cooling, loop under the ground, in a closed loop underneath my yard or garden or something.